right, guys, we are back. Summer is over. And actually, did you know that the first day of autumn is September 23rd? So we are literally almost 1 week into the new season. And I think most of us dancers and probably classical musicians and opera singers too have officially begun their seasons by now. And so what would be better than to have a summer recap and just reflect on everything that we've learned over these nice holidays that we've had? And to do that, I'm going to bring back my guest that I had from the last episode. In the last episode, we talked about how we approach summer as dancers and as artists, and now we're going to go back and see if all of our plans came to pass, and maybe what plot twist took place along the way, and just what we learned, how do we feel about stepping into this new season. So I welcome you to join us as we reflect on our summers and prepare for the next season. All right, guys, welcome back. It's so good to see you. I have with me once again Lena Scherer, Eleanor Piedemann, and Leo Salgato. Eleanor was just joking that we are feeling fresh and we're going to stay fresh for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah.
The body is like getting used to working again.
Yeah. Blisters.
Oh yeah.
That's something I did not expect.
Do you normally blister?
Not that much.
Okay.
No.
She has 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. I never get blisters. I'm quite lucky. I just get like nail pain, but no blisters.
Did you bruising. Treat them?
Oh yeah, I'm treating them, but yeah. It's just the pain.
Yeah. There's no day off today.
No. Today I didn't put point shoes.
Oh,
I went to men's class.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't want to put punches.
For me, it's like the sweat.
Yeah.
I just start to something and they start sweating.
Do
so
I always
hard.
Do this?
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I think the studios don't have air.
Yesterday as well, it was like a sauna.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But I think I sweat more during the summer, actually, because I did this... The rehearsals I did with Francesco for this gala was in Venice, and it was in his old studio, and there was no air conditioning, only a fan, like I think one. And it was a nice space, good floor and everything, but I was just drenched to the point that at one point he went to lift me and his hand slipped because I was just so wet. Like, I was like, did I do something? He's like, no, you're just so wet. I can't hold on to you. And I was like, oh my god.
Wet fish.
Yeah, we were just so disgusting all the time. I also remember after COVID when I came back for first classes, and I was like, was I always disgusting? Like, I don't remember this.
I think I was always disgusting.
I think I get used to it.
I think I just forget about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for me, I feel the body this week. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Last week, I felt very fresh and very, like, energized. And then today, oh, yeah, hips and glutes. And
same.
That is good. All right, so maybe recap, like, your path, like, what you did this summer, mm-hmm. and then we can go into more of the other questions. So we'll just start with you and go anti-clockwise.
Okay, so I had a very like busy first part of the summer, and then the last part was more like no plans and just rest. And I think everything went as planned, I would say. Yeah, like I could rest. I had like active moments, but yeah. So I went first to do this project in the Dolomites. Arino was there. Yeah. It was very fun. Then I went to Leo for a few days. It was just amazing. We have so many beautiful memories. And then I went home also with him, also amazing memories. And I went to France with my friends, like, and for example, I was talking about this friend that I like to go to have coffee and early morning swim in the lake.
Yeah,
it happened, like all the little traditions happened, and it was beautiful.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, me too. Most of it went according to plan. Maybe I'll tell a story later. But I traveled to 3 places. So first, the Dolomites. Lena was also there.
We laughed so much.
It was the trip was full of laughing and dancing and just beautiful
and
memories
mountains. Pizza, really.
Food, amazing food. We were treated like princes and princesses.
Yes,
like it was incredible.
Yeah.
We didn't have to move a finger or pay for anything.
No.
It was just all brought to us, which was super, super nice.
Aww.
And then I stayed for a week in Estonia. Also went to a few beautiful places in Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Dresden for a week to do the summer course, which was incredible, exceeded all my expectations, and came back a new person. And then, yeah, came back for 24 hours and then left for a 2-week road trip in the US. So, yeah, it was a summer full of travels.
Yeah.
And they were all incredible in different ways. Mm-hmm. So I think I feel very fulfilled.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about you,
Leo? My summer went quite fast, actually. Yeah. Like, so the beginning, I was with Lena, I was with my family and stuff. And then I came back here for like a few galas, and then I went to Rome for like a few days for like also summer intensive.
Yeah, that's where you were with Kiara.
And then I came here.
But is it weird to come back to Tallinn in the middle of your summer holiday? Okay. I always wondered that. I was like, does it feel like I'm coming back to work early, or?
Kind of. Yeah. You know, it was a bit strange, I must say.
Yeah.
Also because I came, like, in Italy, it was so warm and the weather was amazing. And I know that week here, was very hard because it was very gray. The sky was gray and rainy, and I was like,
And no one's here, I guess.
Exactly.
Like, so it feels probably quite like lonely. I had one summer in Finland where everyone was gone, but I was just like in the middle of moving to here, but I had a few weeks there and I was like, where is everybody? You know, just doing my own thing.
It shows the places are home because of the people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, people make such a big difference. Okay, so I went first to UK and I saw my grandparents and that was really fun. And then went to Cyprus and had basically 2 weeks of just resting and enjoying Greek culture and catching up with friends. And then I went to Venice to rehearse for a week with Francesco for the gala we did in Spain, which was right after that. And then we're in Spain for 2 days. And then I went back to Rome for a week. And I got to do a lot of tours there and, like, went to see the Vatican, Basilica, and the Colosseum, and I'll talk about that. But, and then one of our colleagues got married, so I got to attend his wedding, which was so beautiful as well. And then I went to Hungary, which was, again, a huge highlight for me. It was, a retreat for artists, and I just felt topped up with, like, overflowing with inspiration after that. I was so moved. And then I went back to Cyprus and I got my puppy. Not the one that I talked about getting on the last episode, but I did bring back a puppy, and so now we're settling into our new life together. I snuck him into the theater today.
He was here and he was all wet.
Yeah, he was very wet. He fell into the fountain. So, but yeah, so mine also went according to plan. Like, we had a few hiccups along the way.
Of course.
Yeah. Always some fun things, but almost missed my flight at one point. Mm-hmm. And we can even talk about this. But on my way to Hungary, I think the flight was at 6. So we were trying to be at the airport at 4. And I was with Kiara. Mm-hmm. And I ordered a taxi because, you know, you don't want to, like, travel public transport middle of the night and run two girls with suitcases. And we're like, okay, got a nice taxi. And we arrive at the airport and I'm looking at the board and I'm like, why isn't our flight on the board? And we're pulling up on our phone. We're at the wrong airport. And I was like, no, my goodness. But thankfully there was a taxi, like, right outside and he took us immediately and we made it. Oh, but it was just like, another, you know. Anyways, it was so scary. And I was just telling someone, like, the day before, like, I never have these travel dramas that everyone talks about. I spoke too soon.
I also miss my train.
I miss my flight.
Okay, story time.
Going to San Jose, to the US, everything was smooth. We went through London, and then coming back, we also came through London. And already in London, there was, like, my dad having his pocket knife taken away because he forgot it in his hand luggage. He was very tired. He had just had a 24-hour race.
Mm-hmm.
But already then, it was, like, going downhill. Then we had to catch the flight from there, and it was an hour and a half late.
Okay.
And then we were supposed to have a flight from Stockholm to Tallinn, but we missed that one. We were on the flight, and I was like, oh no, we're not going to make it. Plus I had a driving exam on the, not the next day, but the day after. And I had a driving lesson the morning after. And I was like, I need this lesson so badly. But so we missed our flight and we stayed the night in Stockholm. And then in the morning, I texted my driving instructor and I was like, please, can I have something? And he was like, yeah, come like 2 hours before the exam. Oh, we can do it. So that worked out. But yeah, we, that was my first flight that I've ever missed.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, I don't think I've missed one yet. I hope to keep that under going. But
yeah, but lesson learned, like, don't leave only like, because I think my parents booked it because it was cheap, but it was only like an hour and a half layover, and we would have had to change. We wouldn't have made it even if we had arrived at the right time, because we would have had to check in.
They sell tickets then that way. You're like, you know, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they have to compensate you if it's their fault, no?
Well, it was booked separately. So it was actually all our fault. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. We would have had to like check out to get our suitcases, check back in. And
I have done that as well before, and I just hope for the best. So far it's been fine. Yeah. But I've always been worried about losing a suitcase in that situation. True. So anyways.
I lost mine.
This summer?
Yeah, no, the way back to Tallinn. Aww. It arrived like a day later.
Okay. Yeah,
it's okay. Nothing big.
Yeah, it happens. But I always lose it in Cyprus. This summer, no, but most summers I'm like, I'm just gonna lose it. It's okay.
It actually happens more often than we think.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling though. It's like your home, you don't know where it is, like all your clothes.
I knew my things. They were saying that they lose animals quite often.
No.
And I was like, how? It's an animal. Like, it's there's like two animals.
Like, take care of it. Like,
yeah, it's not just another red suitcase. Mm-hmm. It's like a big box with a living creature inside. Mm-hmm. Like, read the label. Like, I had to fill out this huge label and put a sticker on it. It says live animal. And I was like, really? They can't see that there's... They're like, yeah, yeah, but they lose them all the time. And, and I was like, oh.
Was it hard to put him there?
It was a bit. It was, like, weird, but I felt better because in Cyprus, people are really sweet, and they saw him, and they were all like, oh, he's so cute! And then they were, like, calling their friends over, like, come look, he's such a... So I was like, okay, I think he's going to be taken care of. But it was like, bye! And they're just, he's, like, going down the bell, and you're like, bye! But he did so good. Like, no pee, no vomit, no nothing in his crate, yeah. He was, oh, but then I had a little scare as well, because we landed in Riga. So I go to this guy, and so I was like, oh, where do I get the animals? And he's like, I don't know, you should have gotten it when you got off the plane. And I was like, so all I could picture was this, like, animal crate on the runway by itself, you know? And I was like, no! And I was like, telling my mom, I was like, this can't be right. So I went and found another lady. She's like, no, it comes out through, like, the oversized luggage. So but there was like a metal door where the oversized luggage was, and so we had to wait, and then finally the door lifted and there was a little puppy waiting, and I was like, oh my goodness. It was a bit stressful for a second.
How long was the flight?
3.5 hours. Okay. So it wasn't too bad. But every time we, like, you know, tilted or had turbulence, I was like, oh, I hope he's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But he's fine.
Speaking of dogs. Dogs, they like age faster. Yeah. And every time I go home, I see my dog is like older and older. And this time my mom's like, I'm not sure you're gonna make it.
Oh,
but I did it, and yeah, he's just so old and he pees and shit everything. It's a mess. He's like limping around. Yeah. But he's so cute.
We have an old dog at home too, he's the same. And but I've been saying that this might be the last summer for like 5 years and he's still gone, so you know it. Anyway, so out of all these different, you know, we all experienced so much, like, what were, let me think, like, some of the highlights, it's kind of hard to pick, or some of the lessons you learned, or something that really stood out to you, or, yeah, what were some of the biggest takeaways of the summer that you felt like, I really want to bring this year, or was it just that I feel rested and ready to go?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to pick, for me, professionally, the summer course stands out, and there's so much that I want to take into my daily work, and I've already tried to do it, even just like, because we had workshops, like psychological ones and on mental health, and a lot of it was just reminders and things that I've known already, and tips on how to keep healthy and what to do and how to have like an outside life, like not just be so into, like just only have ballet around you. So that, and then just tips from class. We had this amazing ballet master from Berlin State Ballet, and he was so inspiring, and I even invited him to Tallinn. I was like, please come. But yeah, no, he was amazing. And some tips that he gave me that I've tried to like work on in class, and they have helped me so much. I already feel stronger than I was. Mm. So
it sounded like such a neat program.
It
was. Can you tell us a bit about like the structure of it?
Yes. So it's called Immersion Dance. Mm-hmm. This was the first year they did it in Dresden, Germany. And basically it combined ballet and like conditioning work and like workshops, which were like kind of like discussions on things, and they would bring in experts. Like they had this guy that is a psychologist and at the same time a ballet dancer, and he would come and he would talk about mental health, and we would all discuss and even fill out like worksheets. But it was also interesting and fun, and we all bonded so much. Mm-hmm. And then we also had some this girl that works at Dresden Semperoper, and we had a, it was like an interview forum kind of, and the person that ran the workshop would interview her, and then after we could ask questions. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like her journey and a lot that resonated with all of us. Mm-hmm. And just like I felt like this program gave like a space for people to open up and to talk about the struggles of dance, and
but also just provide solutions.
Exactly, yeah. Provide solutions and just...
And you said you were also not so many, right?
No, yeah. It was only like 7 of us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, all together. All of us like professional dancers.
That's like, but I was going to say, yeah. It's like, it's so rare to have something for professionals. Mm-hmm. Like there's all these summer schools for students. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. What about us? Like,
exactly.
We still want to keep up our level and the work and grow and learn.
And I feel like there's so many ballet, like summer intensives that are only dance
yeah.
from like 9 to, I don't know, 5:30.
Yeah.
That's all
true.
You do.
True.
And you never stop and think about other things that could be beneficial to this career.
Yeah.
And this was like the first program that I've been to where it wasn't like you were drained at the end of the day, but not because you were like on your feet the whole time, but because you were like thinking and making connections. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the way they placed everything was also good, because you could, like, every class made sense and made, like, connections to each other. And I was like, wow, I remember this from that. And all the teachers would actually sit in on pretty much all the classes.
That's cool.
And then use other teachers' information in their class and mention it and draw back to it or
That's really
get
cool.
inspired by it. So, yeah, just incredible. I want to go again.
Yeah, awesome.
So good.
Really great. How about you guys?
Okay, so I think one of my highlights of the summer was, I think it was the very beginning, I noticed how I missed a lot of my family, actually, like, and in general, a bit like Italy, you know, and sometimes when you're just, when you have just a lot of work, you don't think about, but then when you just stop Bali for a second, you're just like, oh my god, like, you know, I want to be home and stuff, And then when Lena came, for me it was really one of the best parts of my summer, because I felt like surrounded by all people I love, you know, my mom, my brother, and especially it was that dinner that we had like in Venice, or next to Venice, it was like fish dinner and stuff, and I was like, oh, it's so nice, you know.
Life is complete.
Yeah, you know, you're like your mom and even like your brother, and then Lena came, and it was just so good that
That's
part.
Awesome.
I don't know, I felt very nice.
For me, it was so interesting also, like, because I never... You know, I know the dynamics of like my family and like maybe my some close friends in Lausanne, but it's been a while I didn't enter like another family like this.
Yeah.
And I loved it, like they were all so kind and I felt like I have a family there.
Oh, nice.
Even the cousins.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Yeah, and then the other side a bit like I've been for these 3 goddess here, and you know, I noticed a bit how, for example, you know, I must say, where I danced, the floor wasn't, like, the best for ballet, I would say. And for me, it was one of the things of, like, to add to the list of, like, you know, when you're very down and you're like, no, but look, Leo, like, you did worse, you know, you were in worse, like, conditions, and you still danced, you still made it. Yeah. So sometimes also when difficult things happen to you, you have to always come back to, like, see yourself from outside and be like, but you know, I also have been to this place and danced there and this, and
dig a little deeper.
Yeah, and be like proud of what you are, what you did. And I think also this situation, sometimes when it's like hard, you just have to learn this. That's what I think this summer gave it to me. Just, you know.
That's good. Yeah, you'll definitely need it. Like in ballet, there's always that opportunity that you're like, okay, this isn't great, but what do I have and what can I actually do with
it? Exactly, and not just complain or get frustrated if something is not like perfect as you want and stuff, but always find the good.
Reminds me of the sages we had in Italy. We performed in two places total, and one of them was outside stage, beautiful, like mountains in the background, but it was cement floor onto which they put like just our floor, pretty much.
But also very small, so it was like a cement floor and just a little island.
Yeah, because it wasn't even level. Like it was level, but it was like a box.
Okay. Yeah, it was a little box. Yeah,
and so you would step out of the stage by like stepping down,
or jumping,
pretty much. But this was like the more extreme one, so we.
And it was slippery. Somewhere we had to run in a circle. We literally looked like, I don't know, like chickens, because we were scared to slip and to fall on the people.
True. I forgot about that. I just remember the beauty. I'm just kidding.
That's also what's funny is that often, like, later down the line, you forget about the bad things.
Yes.
Like the good moments, you know, the experience is actually what sticks. And then you're like, oh, yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
The situation or whatever. But
And then the second stage was like, better, and we're like, it's stunning, but it was still like nothing compared to what we used to.
There was like a box that was like underneath, because it was a movie theater. It was incredible. They had even curtains that you could put in front, there was this like little box. I don't know what it was made for.
I don't know. It was something on the floor, and it came up like 2 centimeters in the middle of the stage. It was like, and so we were just like trying to avoid it.
We had to change some choreography. We're like, let's not step on this.
We were like, at least we're inside. It's not crazy.
It's
more than like 10 square meters.
I think that's so important. Like you're saying, you know, just to dig deeper and look around you and see the good parts and, have that perspective. And keep the main thing the main thing. I think, you know, that it's about performing and it's about the, you know.
But I feel like just saying, for example, it's good that we are always very hard on ourselves, and I feel like this is one of the things that keeps art alive in a way. And of course, when it's summer, that you don't like to dance in this like perfect condition stage like that we have in the company here, or like it just you step a bit down from this, and you also, if you want to dance, you have to be open to this, you know, because most of the time, if you get opportunities, they're not always going to be with the perfect conditions or stuff like that, but you can still like try to make them good. And sometimes what helps me, for example, and I had a little proof this time, I was telling Lena, it's a bit that most of the time it's just our brain, you know, because other people from outside, they don't realize how much maybe for us it's hard. I danced in this gala, it was like in a workshop, and it was like this parents from this little girl, and they came to me after one of the performances. They were like, you know, we didn't know if to come to watch the shows or no, but then we read your name, and we were like, oh, I remember this guy from last season, because I did last season also. And so I was like, oh my god, like, people, for me it's so hard to like, maybe I'm like so hard on myself, like, oh, it's not the best, maybe I can do better and stuff like this, with maybe because of the conditions. But from other people, maybe they just enjoyed so much watching you dance. So always think, like, it's not always this way, you know? Like, there's many, I don't know.
The way we see it isn't always accurate.
Exactly. And
that's really cool. I love that.
For you? I must say, I didn't, like, overthink so much my summer.
That's perfect.
And as I said, first part was more active and like creating memories, but then I was like, okay, now I rest, and I just like was at the lake and I was listening to music, and it was amazing. Like, as Leo said, we miss our environment sometimes. Like, it's so cool to be living in another place. Like, we're so lucky to get out of the nest. But then when you come back, it's like, that's my, you know.
Yeah, it's very special.
So, yeah. And yeah, I'm much more rested than before the summer. And yeah, I'm happy we get to have that.
Yeah, definitely. That's really great. I think, I really found that our last conversation super valuable, and I really tried to like take what all of you guys said and apply it to my summer, and it helped me so much. You know, the part about just listening to your body, what you need, what you don't need, and not like being super rigid with your structure. And it made the whole summer so much more enjoyable, and I felt so much more relaxed. And I feel like now I've come back like much easier than normal. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in much less pain than I usually am. And so I was so grateful we had the conversation before, because I was like, I want to take this and apply it, and I can already feel the benefits. And so knowing that you did this summer, you know, I think is a great start to even the season now. I think for me, it was, because there was like three things I think that really hit home in different ways. But I mean, the gala in Girona was so beautiful, and it was a cancer charity gala. So it was just really special to come together with artists and do something for more than just like yourself, you know, and it took away a lot of the competition elements, I feel. But also there was different kinds of artists there, like contemporary dancers, hip hop dancers, but the standard was so high. And so I felt so inspired just watching them, and I was like, wow, everyone's so good, you know? And because I don't know that much about their art form, and they don't know so much about ballet, everyone was so excited for each other. They were just like, wow, I couldn't believe what you did. I was like, I couldn't believe what you did. Like, that was amazing. So it was just a great atmosphere, and the organizers did a fantastic job. And but I think, yeah, so that was like the first step. And then I went to the Basilica and the Vatican City, and I was walking around those rooms, and I was almost moved to tears, because every like square inch of that place is decorated in like superb art, you know, like every, I was like, I can't believe they don't have like print on, you know, because it, every square is just painted perfectly, and then another one, another one, another, and every corner sculpted to be exact. And all I could think about was an artist sitting there for hours, you know, doing his thing, and some of them not even living to see the final result, you know, but really believing in what they were doing. And I was just really moved, because I was like, I know that wasn't easy, and I know it was hard work, and they don't have half the tools we have now, but they were geniuses, and they were dedicated, and then they accomplished this huge thing that people go like to see like millions at a time, you know, every summer. And so I already then in Rome felt just like, wow, I want to be that passionate, that even when it's uncomfortable, even when the situation isn't great, you know, like that the art, it's still about the art, you know, it's still about what we're producing. And, you know, even if I only have this little corner of my wall, I want to do that part beautifully, you know, and
remember it's for the bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly. And that every brush stroke is valuable, and it makes it the masterpiece it is, you know. So I was really I had not so many expectations. People told me it was amazing, but I didn't know exactly how I'd feel, and that was really breathtaking. But Hungary was also just amazing. So I went to this institute called Crescendo, and it's an organization that is like faith-based, but for artists and for musicians. So there was 300 musicians there, classical musicians, and some jazz as well. And for them, it's like an intensive, you know, that we would get up at 7, have breakfast, we would have like a talk at 8:30, and then they would just start rehearsals. And then we had concerts, and someone performed every morning. But what stood out to me, because like I'm around 300 artists from 20 plus different countries, I think, and no one complained. Everyone was like so excited to be there, so passionate about their work. And it's also not like there's not, you know, these schnazzy studios. We were just using a high school gym, you know, and like and a But talking to people, there was like, you know, one guitarist, he's like, oh yeah, you know, got up 4:30 in the morning to practice my strings. And I was like, 4:30 in the morning? I was like, wow. And, you know, another kid that was talking to, the ages are like 16 to 60 something. Like, so it's very diverse. Another kid, like, we had a panel night where they were interviewing artists, and he was like, I'm so inspired, and maybe I should go practice, but I told my friends I'd get a beer, but maybe I want to practice. And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'll decide later. He's like, maybe just 15 minutes. And I saw him in the morning. I was like, what did you decide? He's like, I just got in the zone. I practiced for an hour and a half. And like, when I talked to him at night, it was 10:30 already. So he practiced like midnight. But there was nothing like, oh, I need to do this because I need to do that and I need to achieve this. It was just like, I love my flute. I'm going to play my flute. I'm going to go. And I was just like, but the general atmosphere was this way. And also talking to them and asking them, do they like their coaches, their teachers? And they're like, oh, they're amazing. Like, I feel like I learned more from them in one day than I do from mine in like a year, you know? It's just like, they were so hungry, so eager. But then I got to talk with the coaches as well, because, you know, you sit and have lunch together, or they would have a discussion in the morning, like what you had. Mm-hmm. And then they would have breakout groups where you go into smaller groups and ask questions and talk about things. So we also get to be in those groups with the different, you know, I don't know what you call them, like piano coaches or teachers, masters. Mm-hmm. And the way that they cared for their students was so beautiful. And obviously, because it's a faith-based thing, they care about the art, but also about the person, you know? And their goal, like everyone I talked to, was just like, we want them to excel in their art, but we want them to excel as a person even more. And our job as teachers is to bring out the best in them, not to make them famous or not to make them the best in the world, but just to let them flourish, you know? And so they really became these like mentors on both sides, you know, and I think it cultivated such a beautiful, healthy relationship. And I just wanted to meet like everyone. I wanted to talk to everyone. And there were so many crossover points as well with musicians. And they were like, oh yeah, I love going to see this ballet, and I love playing for that company. And I love, you know, there was like, oh my goodness, it was so cool. Everyone I talked to was so interesting. And, yeah, I felt just, like I said, overflowing with inspiration afterwards. And just being around live music every day, all day, was, wow, I felt super cool. So, and it's open to anyone, so you have, like, so many different kinds of people there. And but I really wanted to take that back, because I was like, we don't have to. I think being around so many people and there being a generally very, very positive environment, I was like, I want to take that back. I want to live that out, and I want to invite people into it, you know, because I understand that maybe not everywhere has such a nice setup or whatever, but I was just like, we don't have to live this way in a way. Like, we don't have to be negative all the time. We don't have to, like, we can actually love our art and be shameless about it. You know, we can actually have fun and be and practice and enjoy and be proud of it and not like, oh, I have to
or like this. Just not always focus on the result, but like, yeah, what that the art moves to you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's so important.
Absolutely. I think we get the priorities like mixed up sometimes.
Exactly.
And trying so hard to get a role that we've missed the whole journey of, you know, mm-hmm, the art along the way. And mm-hmm, so anyways, I was just like, I want to bring that back, and I want to live it out, and I want to invite people into it. And I just want to like fall in love with ballet more, you know, and not less. And yeah, so you guys can join me in that.
That's so cute.
Yeah, but it was really great. And then yeah, I went home to Cyprus for a week after that, tried to digest everything, mm-hmm, you know, because it was like, my dad texted me at one point like, are you getting some rest? I was like, well, yes and no, like, mm-hmm, it's, we're up very late and up very early, but I feel refreshed. And mm-hmm. But yeah, I needed to catch up on some hours of sleep.
Yeah. Me too.
Did you dance a lot? Like,
so this was the first time the dancers joined this group. Okay. And the organizer for the dancer side asked us if we wanted to do any dancing. And we were like, no, it's our break. You know, let's just take care of the like mental, emotional, mm-hmm, spiritual side. And she was like, okay, no problem. And so we did that. But all the musicians, they were performing every day, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, are you guys going to perform? I was like, no, mm-hmm. we're just chilling here watching you guys. But I wasn't expecting to be so inspired. And so when I started attending these concerts, I was like,
I want to dance.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, man. So we're actually calling tonight to daydream a bit about what next year could look like, because they had a full-size orchestra there, mm-hmm. and I was listening to their rehearsal, and I was like, we could do a gala. We could do a full-length production. Like, yeah. And they're so excited to collaborate. They're, mm-hmm. like, over the moon about it. And they're classical musicians, so they played Tchaikovsky, Prokofiev. And one of the conductors that was there, he's conducted for ballets, and, like, it was just so, so neat. So all the ballerinas were like, okay, next year we're bringing more people and we're going to do some sort of like performance. But the musicians were like, oh, just like perform something, you know, in one night. And I was like, are you kidding me? You guys are like practicing for hours, mm-hmm. produce this beautiful, you know, like exquisite performance. I'm like, I'm not going to just go and do something. Like, I'm going to do it good too. So it was just really inspiring, and I'm already looking forward to what next year could look like, you know, with them and with that. But yeah.
But Chiara, she told me that she gave like an improv class.
She did.
And I don't know, she talked for like half an hour about that.
Oh my god.
She loved it. It was like, I want to do it again.
I feel like I saw her come alive.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she told me.
Yeah. Because she just transitioned to more contemporary.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were all classical. So the flute player teacher wanted to do an improv flute class for his flute players to teach them to just relax and enjoy sometimes. And then he found out dancers were coming, so he was like, oh, we can do it together. And, of course, the classical ballerinas were like, we don't really like improv so much. But then Chiara was all about it, so they collaborated, and he ended up giving the whole class to her. And she led the flute players and us. And I've never had so much fun improvising in my life. Like, it was amazing. Yeah, it was really, uh-huh. really cool. Improvising to live music.
It's different.
Yeah. And again, there was just no judgment there. And you really were just exploring. Because sometimes they say that at summer schools, you know, and you're mm-hmm. like, but really? I feel judged.
Is there no judgment?
Yeah.
Also for her, like, she told me, oh, I don't know if I can do it. And so that's what she felt.
Yeah.
And then she just came alive. And I think this is one of the best feelings in life.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like, and then you just break that limit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. The first topic that they did in the morning was getting out of your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And that was right the earlier, sorry, not earlier, later that day, they approached us with this idea. So we were all like, okay, we should do it, because for either for the classical ballerinas, it was very uncomfortable just to improv, or for her, it was uncomfortable to lead a whole group.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was just something beautiful happened in that space, and I was like, wow, thank you, God. So I really enjoyed. But yeah. So how has your summer left you feeling? Are you feeling ready for the new season, or do you want to be a little bit longer, or are you just ready to get going?
I think I was quite ready to come back.
That's good. That's really good.
I feel like there's always that feeling of, oh, I want more summer. Yeah. I want to do this more. For me, it left a bit of, I wish I was in Estonia longer, because mm-hmm. I didn't really get to see my grandma in the countryside, mm-hmm. which I usually do in the summer. But it's still possible. Like, the weather is nice, so I can still go. But
yeah, long weekend.
True. But overall, I'm very fulfilled. And I think I already said it before the summer that I'm excited for the new season. And I still am.
That's
so
good.
I think that's good.
That's really good. Awesome.
Me, same as Elinor a bit. Like, I wish it would be a little bit longer. But it's okay. Like, I think I'm gonna take this season step by step, not look like very far away.
That's
and
good.
Make it.
So, yeah, absolutely. I was also quite ready to come back. I think before I left, I was feeling a bit maybe like claustrophobic. I was kind of like, I want to walk down a street and not recognize it. You know, kind of, I'm so used to Tallinn. And then this summer, everything was so new, like every corner. So by the end, I was like, I can't wait for my apartment and my routine and my life. And so I was very ready to kind of get back.
It feels like we get all the like travels. We don't get to do all the like crazy.
But Yeah, but that's the thing, like when you start and you want to see more and more.
You get a taste and you want more.
But it also helped because my mom came back with me, so I had her for an extra week, so that was very nice. It wasn't as like I'm leaving everyone behind. And
But we're lucky we get 6 weeks. I was talking to my friend from New Zealand, and she said some people only get 2 weeks off, like in Vancouver. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, and well, some people get 8 weeks, but I feel like 6 weeks is a pretty good amount.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah,
but then they get more during Christmas.
I don't know. I hope so. But like even 4 weeks is not enough to get out of shape. I feel like you need to get out of shape during summer.
Yeah, really.
Otherwise, it's reset the body.
Yeah. I had a point. It was like my first week into Cyprus, and I started to think, okay, I only have 1 more week left before I go to Venice. And I was like, I don't want to do tantus yet. Like, I was like, I don't want to get in shape yet. I don't feel out of shape yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, but also I need to be in shape for the gala. But then, like, I think probably 10, 12 days in, I was like, okay, I'm feeling quite lazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do some dancing. And then by the time I got to Venice, I was really excited to dance.
Oh, there's one thing I remembered. In the US, there was this gym at one of the like RV camps.
Uh-huh.
And
fancy.
Yeah, it was a fancy one. It was the last place we stayed at. There was a pool, a gym. It cost less than the one in Yellowstone, which didn't have all that.
Wow.
Just for the, I guess, location. Yeah. But I was telling my mom, like, we went to the gym together, and I was like, this is like, for the first time in a while, I'm like excited to do physical activity just to like feel good, you know? Because otherwise you're like, when you're always in the routine, it's just like a routine. Like you go and you do it and you don't feel like, oh, I haven't done this in a while, so I want to do it.
Yeah.
So that's how I felt. I was like, That's a good feeling.
All right, guys. Well, I want to take the opportunity to wish you guys a very good season.
Thank you.
I'm very grateful to be dancing alongside all of you.
We are.
I'm glad you guys had such a great summer and that you feel rested and inspired. So I hope that carries on and really fuels us for...
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Our Second Home podcast, a podcast dedicated to opening up theater doors through conversations with artists all around the world. For more information, visit our Instagram page, _OurSecondHome with a numerical 2, or visit the blog, www.oursecondhome.org, also with a numerical 2. You can also email us at oursecondhome2@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow, like, share, and comment on all our different platforms. It really means a lot to us. Until next time!